Now we stay on the subject of film. Perhaps the most successful Czech documentary film studio, Fabio, which has produced over 1,300 programs since it was established in Prague in the early 90s, is now apparently closing its doors. At the height of its activity, its authors made over 100 film documentaries a year that were mostly screened by the country's public broadcaster, Czech TV. This week, though, Fabio's founder and director, Fero Fenič, announced the studio's closure. And in this edition of Panorama, Jan Richter looks at the end of an era in Czech documentary filmmaking.
For most Czechs who watched TV in the 1990s, the opening tones of Richard Strauss's Also sprach Zarathustra do not evoke 2001 A Space Odyssey, but rather another kind of show. Entitled Česká soda, or Czech soda, the satirical bi-monthly program produced between 1993 and 1997 was an instant hit with Czech audiences and became the flagship of Fabio, an independent Prague-based film studio. For more than 18 years, Fabio was a trademark of high-quality TV programs. Besides Czech Soda, it produced a long-running series called GAN, which stood for Gallery of the Nation's Elite. The 181-part series portrayed some of the most outstanding personalities from all walks of life. Around 4 million viewers saw the first part, about Václav Havel, in 1993, and the final one, about Václav Klaus, in 2002. Other series produced by Fabio include Cestomanie or Travelmania, which took Czech TV viewers to more than 150 countries around the world. Another show called Jak se žije or How They Live was a series of sociological portraits of various groups of Czech people, from gravediggers to bell ringers. But on Monday, Fabio's founder Fero Fenič announced that after 18 years, Fabio was closing down.
Fabio was a typical product of post-revolutionary times, when it was possible to make certain ideas happen, to gain space for them in public TV, when the enthusiasm of people, including that of filmmakers, was so great that you could try and do things that would normally be deemed impossible. But the times have changed. People began to appreciate the value of money more than of ideals, and it was increasingly difficult to survive.
Slovak-born Fero Fenič, who is 59, graduated from Prague's Film and TV School Academy, FAMU. He founded his studio in 1991. Fabio's success soon took everyone by surprise.
Whenever I talked to my colleagues abroad, they were amazed how it was possible that such a small studio was able to produce some 120 documentaries a year. They were shown in prime time on major TV channels, and that we got 2 to 3 million viewers. For most of our colleagues in Western Europe, as well as in post-communist countries, this was stunning.
During the communist rule, film in general and documentary film in particular was an important tool of propaganda. After 1989, there was a huge space to be filled, and Fero Fenič was in the right place at the right time with the right ideas. Hanna Reskova works for the Documentary Film Institute, a Prague-based NGO which promotes Eastern European documentary films.
I think they entered a gap. In the 90s, Czech television was going through not even reconstruction, but there was a kind of vacuum. So I think Fero Fenič managed to enter this gap and fulfill it with a very reasonable programming. And because of his contacts, he managed to really attract the authors and filmmakers who were able to catch and grasp the moment of that time, which is, of course, today, nowadays, when the environment or the market is kind of established, it's much more difficult. And I'm not saying that the Czech television took the right direction, for example, like in past months, but it would be much more difficult to do something like that nowadays.
For most of its production, Fabio relied on the Czech Republic's public broadcaster, Czech TV. It co-produced most of its long-running series, and the cooperation continued until 2004. By that time, Mr. Fenič says, the new management lost interest in buying Fabio's programs.
About 6 years ago, Czech TV got new management that began doing less and less original work. Until that time, our programs were distinct and with very high ratings. All of our programs were shown in prime time. But then we became one of the first producers they stopped working with, so I had to start looking for other clients and other financial resources, such as grants and so on. But it turned out that after years of euphoria, documentary filmmaking in the Czech Republic has gotten where it's been in other European countries for a long time, out in the cold.
This sounds unlikely, given the recent national and international success of several Czech documentaries, Czech Dream and Czech Peace by Vít Klusák and Filip Remunda, or films by Helena Třeštíková, who followed her movie's protagonists over decades, and other landmark films that recently got into theatrical distribution. But Fero Fenič says this is mainly due to new technology.
That's what it looks like to you, but the reality is different. When young filmmakers today spend 2 years working on their film, they want to get it into theatrical distribution, which is nowadays easier because half of Czech cinemas have the equipment to play DVDs, which means you don't need a celluloid copy. Major cities also have art cinemas that show these films. But with a few exceptions, like the film Citizen Havel about the former president, the most popular documentary film last year had about 5,000 viewers. Our documentaries had 4 million.
Hanna Reskova works closely with the Czech Republic's biggest festival of its kind, the Jihlava International Documentary Film Festival. She says Czechs are still interested in original Czech documents, but Czech TV, as well as commercial TV stations, have taken a different course.
The 90s were full of the need for some kind of reflection of our society, because we were kind of living in a moment when we realized that we could look at us as such, and the documentary film would be, of course, in eyes of everyone, the right tool to do that. Nowadays, we can still see that the documentary film festivals are packed with young people, but the programming of televisions, not only Czech television, but the other televisions, are going in the direction of more of the entertainment. But the need to reflect our society is still big. That's definitely seen, definitely on festivals.
The bulk of current Czech TV documentary production focuses on lifestyle issues and programs that some see as tabloid. One of the most popular ones is called Třináctá komnata, or The Secret Chamber, which presents the life stories of popular actors, singers and the like. I asked the head of Czech TV documentary programming, Jana Škopková, for her take on the demise of Fabio, which produced hundreds of shows for the broadcaster. In an email, Ms. Škopková said, "I have never come across any project by Mr. Fenič, and therefore cannot comment." Unlike public broadcasters in some other European countries, Czech TV does not have a transparent production system, which, as Hanna Reskova points out, makes it very difficult for independent filmmakers to get airtime.
European broadcasters would definitely and have always been giving much more responsibility to so-called commissioning editors. That's the role of a person who is responsible for the budget for certain programming slot, but also for the content. So it's a person who either pre-buys commissions or produces the program for his own slot. Therefore, the responsibility is clear and transparent. In Czech television, the responsibility is divided between number of units, and therefore it's quite difficult to predict what also from the point of view of the of the author or of the producer, it's difficult to predict what the Czech television would buy or would co-produce.
Meanwhile, Mr. Fenič says he sometimes questions his early decision to keep away from commercial activities and advertising. This might have provided Fabio with funds that could be used to finance the production of documentaries. Also, in 2006, he received a license for his own digital TV station, which he was hoping could screen Fabio-produced shows. But a series of lawsuits followed by a drain of investors made it impossible for Fabio TV to enter the Czech television market. In his office in the center of Prague, Fero Fenič looks at the stills from the films he produced and says that despite his decision to close Fabio as a day-to-day operation, he still hopes some projects will go ahead. One of them is planned for next year.
It's an ordinary film about the ordinary life of ordinary people who cannot understand why something happened to them. It's a simple story of a young couple from Moravia. No one does films like this. Most documentary filmmakers not interested in things like this because they think it would not be enough for a film. You need more effort and more talent to make a film about such an ordinary topic, which will make people stop breathing for an hour. I believe this will highlight the possibilities of the genre again and show the potential Fabio has always had. And we might do something like that in the coming years too.
Skrývalo, že v obdobném duchu třeba něco děláme i příští rok.